have any financial hindrances in any needs or desire or dream or purposes that God has given to you, you can get your answer out of those six verses. I've studied these verses for many years, but in praying and asking God for revelation knowledge, he began to open these verses up to me with a certain subject that I'm going to start in this seed class tonight. And I believe that you who have not seen the importance of sowing and harvest will see tonight, and by seeing you'll get your breakthrough. I see a few of y'all want your breakthrough. You know, I'm not about wasting time. I believe God. You believe God?
Yes,
and I believe God can do exactly what this book says he can do.
Yes,
you believe that?
Yes,
and so there are some places we need to move out of and move into. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Just park there a moment, and I'll give you that whole thing, what the Lord said this morning. You can take notes or let your heart receive it and prep you for the word as the Lord spoke some things to me in prayer. I told you, he says, my face is upon this place. And then he said, shifting from struggling to sowing. The bottom is out, and you're headed to the top. I'm about to shake all lack off your back. The scope of this wisdom of how to sow breakthrough seed is a blessing from my spirit, says the Lord. All walls of contentment and bondage is falling now. Fall, wall, fall. So I can see the brightness of my future. Man is fighting me, but the Father is helping me. Now, in fear and trembling, I know there are prosperity angels. I read in the 24th chapter of Genesis where Abraham sent his servant out to look for Isaac, a wife.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But he didn't only send his servant out, he sent an angel with that servant. That angel at every interval caused that servant to prosper. Just kept calling him to prosper. And so I know I saw prosperity angel in over that Croom church. Where is that, Leroy? Monsignana. And today he gave me the privilege of going against all man's grain. I know the Bible said they are ministering, or not their ministering spirit, minister for the hour of salvation. And the Lord says, he gave me the authority to loose money coming angels all over the land and all over the earth now to bring forth the prosperity that God want his people to have. By divine permission, and I'll close here, money cometh, angels, you are released to carry out God's word at this hour. So they're loose. That's the first time I ever done that. First time I ever called them money cometh, angels. But you see, it was God who spoke to me, and prophetically he gave me those words. 10, 12, 30 years, he gave me those words. Well, God would not send nothing in the earth's realm if he's not going to give you help to carry it out. Took me that long to find that out in the aspect of there are angels that have been signed to help bring this message to the body of Christ. So they're out. Now, tonight, understanding the wisdom of breakthrough sowing, understanding the wisdom of breakthrough sowing. I sort of exhausted that word breakthrough just so we can have some connection here. In a breakthrough, there are some things that are dissolved. In a breakthrough, some things are annulled. Okay, you listening? Another aspect of the sensitivity of breakthrough as we go into God's word, to destroy or interrupt the regularity, uniformity, continuity of our arrangement of. In other words, things been going one way a long time. When a breakthrough comes, it disturbs it. This breakthrough wisdom in definition means to put an end to, overcome, stop. Are you seeing this? It also means we're talking about this breakthrough of wisdom. Understand the wisdom of breakthrough sowing. You got to understand what breakthrough really means. All of these things. Breakthrough means to discover the system. Discover the system key. Discover the method. Breakthrough here means to open a force. It means to contest regular. It means to make one way out of a jailbreak. It means to disable or to destroy that which has been holding you in bondage and lack, insufficiency, and not up. This breakthrough wisdom anointing will cause all lack and limitation to turn you loose. To disable or to destroy. To overcome or wear out. To dismiss or reduce in rank. I'm hearing myself. Y'all. I get happy myself. This breakthrough wisdom anointing, the sowing. And I'll give you this last one. It's 11 things I've given you. To impair or weaken the power. Now the revelation we're going to get out of these verses and the spirit and life out of God's word and the anointing, and there will come revelation, but there also we need, you heard me talk about it a minute ago, we get a lot of revelation, but you also need inspiration. Now inspiration means the breath of God. See, the breath of God has to breathe on what God has revealed to you. So now you don't not only enlightened, but now you are empowered to act on what you have heard. Are you following? Let's look at this 11th chapter a minute, and I'm going to read through these six verses. Now, Solomon knows about sowing. Solomon was not top till Jesus came. There's a statement Jesus said, greater than Solomon is here. But Solomon held the top all the while till Jesus came. He's the second richest man in the world. And so he says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Now I'm going to deal with that. Give a portion to the seven. Seven mean completion. And also to eight. Eight mean resurrection. For thou knowest, now notice it, thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall down toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Notice verse 4 now. We're going on down the line. We're going to verse 6. But it's wisdom about sowing throughout every one of these verses. And I'm going to show some of it to you, and the Holy Spirit will show the rest. But it's wisdom of sowing breakthrough seeds. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Dad. Now, you may not know it. I'm going to tell you ahead of time. Every seed has the potential to be the breakthrough seed. That's why you never want to miss an opportunity to sow. Listen to me carefully. That might be the very one that's going to start the flow. See, you're being tested. You're going through a process, but there's one seed that's going to turn everything around for you. After you pass the seed test. Are you with me? Now notice this fourth verse. You don't need no revelation here. He that observeth the bill collectors and how much grocery costs and etc. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Now I get to, in the spirit in verse 5, it goes in depth with us, because you never know how a bone is formed in a sperm in a woman's womb. That can't be explained, can it? Because it's supernatural. Yeah. Now, I just want to make a note here while the Spirit of God is arresting my attention. I want to make an announcement right now. Sowing is supernatural. And sowing seeds according to God's promises will cause supernatural things to happen in your finances that you cannot explain and nobody else can stop. Government cannot stop it. The world, the mafia can't stop it. Once a person understand God's plan and begin to function in God's plan and hold on to their faith and continue to do what God tell them to do no matter what things look like, that person will get to a place that they're going to step off into God's as their only source, and as supernatural souls belong to them all the time. I know that's true. Verse 5. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit. Now he's actually saying, thank you, Holy Ghost. What he's saying, you don't know the way of the seed. You don't know who this seed going to talk to. Now, you know God has a worldwide audience. Whether they want to hear him or not. You know, he's the ruler of the universe. So he got a worldwide audience, and God can talk to somebody for you at any moment. God can go in somebody's bedroom and put your address and your name with neon lights. And you have to know him like that. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so thou knowest not the work of God who maketh all. Now, when a man and a woman marries and want to begin a family, they might try five or six times and doesn't happen. Come on, Dad. Right. Come on. Why would they go back the eighth time? Yeah. Come on, Dad. Something might happen. So you see the parallel here. See, if you want your finances to become pregnant, write that down. If you want your finances to become pregnant, you got to keep sowing seed. The baby is sure to come. Are you following me? See, there's a parallel they run it. Then the sixth verse says, and I'll get to some principles in a few minutes, strong. Hallelujah. In the morning, so that, now notice this sixth verse, because this sixth verse brings to my attention breakthrough seeds. You don't know what one of the breakthrough seeds, just keep sowing. But you do have a breakthrough seed. Look at me. Look at me. Listen, you're not going to be depending on these little Mickey Mouse jobs the rest of your life. You listen to what I'm saying. You're a child of God. You have an inheritance in finances also. You understand me? And you're going to have the, you got to break through in your mind first. And you got to stop talking yourself out of God's will. Stop talking about your inability. What is enough? Now, enough in God's eyesight is your cup running over. Well, you can't keep up with that. That's the way God thinks. Are you following me? Now, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Now, that sixth verse is pivotal for this type of breakthrough teaching we're going to do tonight. Those six verses carry the stones that can come up to a sore and cause a sore not to be a sore. And you got to just keep on sowing. But you know this thing got to get in your heart. You're not just because somebody teach you that or somebody read it to you, you're not going to become a sore. Because sometimes you think somebody's trying to get you. Then you see this money and get nervous, see these checks and get nervous. And see all the money gone. That's what most preachers say, isn't it? Thompson got all the money gone with it. Now, you got your shouting clothes on? Yes, I want you to hear what the Spirit said in preparing for this, in meditating for this, understanding the wisdom of breakthrough sowing. So there's a wisdom now. Now listen, the breakthrough seed will make impossible money possible. The breakthrough seed will make impossible money possible. And what are you talking about? Impossible money. See, there are some places financially that you believe is impossible for you to go. Because you've seen generation after generation in your family. You've seen how far your neighbor can go and your classmate and all that. No, forget about all that. Think about this breakthrough seed. Will make impossible money possible. I don't need no other point in here tonight. That is powerful, man. The Holy Ghost said that on the branch of reading those six verses. And he said, keep on sowing. Just keep on sowing. Just keep on sowing. Now, from a negative point of view, the Spirit says, sowing ignorance. Sowing ignorance, not knowing about sowing, not aware of what fact at play in the great plan of redemption. Wow. In the great plan of redemption. Sowing ignorance have robbed the body of Christ. Sowing ignorance. See, the body of Christ try to get it some other way. See, sowing and sowing is different. Speaking and sowing is different. It's a different type of speaking. Sowing do speak, but it's a different type of speaking. Sowing ignorance. You heard that? You know, Paul, I'm teaching Paul, say I would not have ignorance of spiritual gift. The same Paul, the same Apostle Leroy says, I don't want you ignorant of sowing. Yeah. See, because a person will never break in kingdom economy if they don't understand the wisdom of sowing breakthrough seed. There's a kingdom economy that never changes, that never drop, never deal. The sequester and all that stuff they're talking about has nothing to deal. Can't this kingdom economy don't pay no mind. It's man fighting among themselves and don't know how to sow. If the United States of America knew how to sow, we wouldn't be in debt. Now you listen, I'm going to say two things here that's powerful, and we get sometimes complacent and familiar with words and miss the vibration of the Holy Ghost. Sowing illumination and inspiration, that's light and power. Sowing illumination and inspiration is going to bring the believer into their financial inheritance in Christ. Sowing illumination and inspiration is going to bring the believer into their financial inheritance in Christ. Reverend, you telling me I have a financial inheritance? Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. The church at large don't know this. Yeah. Absolutely, you have a financial inheritance. Yeah. It came along with the package when you got saved. Yeah. God took responsibility for you. Yeah. Once you denounce this world and announce that you're a child of God and invite Jesus to come in your heart, God said, now you're my child. Yeah. All that I have is done. Can I keep giving you these principles?
Yes, sir.
And I'll get back to break the scripture down in a minute. Sowing in faith is a master breakthrough strategy. Sowing in faith is a master breakthrough strategy. You brought your shouting clothes? This next statement, then I'm going to give you a breakdown on what a breakthrough seed really is from the Holy Ghost. Now, you're going to have to, Lord, open their ears now. You know, some of y'all here in bad shape financially. And people watch me on the internet, you're in bad shape. When it come down to finances, I mean, if the tree shook a little bit, you're going to fall in a ditch. And you need to really listen to this and let the Holy Ghost breathe on this. Your financial breakthrough is seeking you through your seed. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Wait, now push a lie of that. Push a lie of that. What is that? Once you learn to obey the sowing process, your prosperity, your breakthrough, your wealth, your increase, your abundance, and your overflow will find you. They're locked in that seed. Isn't that something? Just keep on sowing. See, your mind mess with you in sowing. And then you say, you sow 6 months, that's enough, ain't nothing happened yet. I told you about the man who sold his land. He had been drilling for oil for years, and he finally got discouraged, and he stopped drilling, and he shut it down for a while. Then he said, I'm just selling this land. Sold it for much or nothing. Old boy went over there and stirred the rig back up, and the next bump. The oil came gushing out. Sometimes we're almost there unless somebody snares in a trap. Somebody get a put a bug in our ear. Oh, you know, you don't need to do all that sawing.
Yeah, right, right. Come on.
And then you get to thinking AWOL and mess the thing up. Now listen, you can't go to sleep on this. Your financial breakthrough. How many of y'all want your financial breakthrough? You're gonna find out what a financial breakthrough is in a few moments. Your financial breakthrough is seeking you through your seed. Boy, that's something, isn't it? It's seeking you through your seed. It'd be sad to have your financial breakthrough hidden in a can. Or wrapped up in a towel, somebody talking about holding on to it. That's your financial breakthrough. The devil will help you too. Say, yeah, hold on to it. Now, you really have to listen. What is a breakthrough seed? What is a breakthrough seed? Now, you're not going to find this in no book, okay? So don't go look for no books. What is a breakthrough seed? It is a seed that produces a harvest to answer your need, your desire, your dream, and develop you in your God-given purpose in kingdom business. You want to hear it again?
Yes, sir.
What is a breakthrough seed? It is a seed that produces a harvest to answer not only your need, now watch, to answer your need, your desire, your dream, and develop you in your God-given purpose in kingdom business. Pretty thorough seed, my brother and sister. That's a breakthrough seed. That's a breakthrough seed. Now, you've heard this before. Let me drill till I get there. If what you have can meet all your needs, know this, that is a breakthrough seed. Never bury, like put it on the ground. Never bury or try to hide your breakthrough seed. Sow it. And then I'll give you this good advice here. You cannot bypass the process in sowing seed wisdom. Now that first verse brought me into many places. I got to thinking about the word of God. In studying the word of God, it said, cast your bread on the water, and after many days, you'll find it. Well, one of the things, sometimes I'm teaching our contrast thing, and I ask the Holy Spirit, what does it really mean? He says, cast your bread on the water, and he said, not just you're going to find it, it'll find you. So I thought about it. You get yourself in a position that the harvest is looking for you. And the harvest will find your sower, a genuine sower, the harvest will finally run them down.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
But I got to thinking about over six or seven times over that Mark chapter 12, verse 41, when they talk about this widow woman, that word cast is used six times. And then one word is through. She threw it. That's seven times. Meant the same thing. Many was casting in you. You remember that? But she cast in all, and she came upon a memorial seed. I called it a seed that God couldn't get off his mind. I think once that breakthrough seed go through, as a seed God can't get off his mind. And he began to give you more seed and more harvest. And then over in John's gospel, there, those boys after the resurrection, those boys was fishing and couldn't catch nothing. And that word cast was used. Jesus said, cast your nets on the other side. And the Bible says the net was what catching nothing. When Jesus told them to cast, and they cast, he said they couldn't even pull it to the boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? Then I thought about it. Financial trouble is one of the things that have been hanging the body of Christ up.
Yeah.
In 1 Peter 5:7, it said, cast all your cares on him.
Yeah.
And I start talking about casting that seed. It's casting your financial cares on God. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good here. See, when you sow a seed, you're casting your financial care on the Lord. And there's an old song that said, he'll take care of you. If you trust him. Are you following me? Can you see that? That cast in there. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Yeah, this girl here had nothing but the widow mite. She had nothing but a mite, but she cast it.
Yeah,
yeah. So the girl threw it in there.
Yeah.
And Jesus was sitting by the treasury, watching.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Come on, Dad.
Are you listening?
Yes,
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
Why?
I'm a soul. Hallelujah. You just can't keep a good soul down. Now, in these 6 verses, it is declared sowing breakthrough seeds, or the wisdom of sowing breakthrough seed, is a biblical fact. Every seed sown by the direction of the Holy Spirit will manifest or demonstrate a supernatural breakthrough. Every seed sown by the direction of the Holy Spirit will manifest or demonstrate a supernatural breakthrough. A supernatural financial breakthrough. That's what I need. Talk to me. I want you to say something. A supernatural financial breakthrough. I can have that. Glory to God. Evidence of this fact is written, and has been experienced. Listen to what I'm saying now. Evidence of this fact. Let me say it again. It's a biblical fact. Every seed sown by the direction of the Holy Spirit will manifest or demonstrate a supernatural breakthrough. Then I said, evidence of this fact, it is written and has been experienced. Let's look at a few verses here. Use your Bible a little bit now. Genesis chapter 8. Let's look at a few verses here along that line. As you prepare wisdom for sowing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to put too much on you in one night, but I tell you what, it's the gun loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, spend good time with the Lord, and he wants you to know. See, you got to have this wisdom. See, now here in Genesis, this is a good backup voice for your sowing. This is a voice to keep you from panicking. This is a voice to tell you it's not over till you win. It's a voice to tell you you're not going down like this. I said you're not going down like this. Nobody know the financial trouble you've seen. But you shouldn't go down like this. Because seed time and harvest, they are perpetual. Meaning that they never run out. Meaning that it's still just like God said in the beginning. It still has divine backup as it had when God's voice said it. Look in that 22nd verse of that 8th chapter, this fact here. All I want to know from you, if we can establish this fact, we're going to be all right.
Yes,
is the earth still here?
Yes.
I just want to find out that if I can get you to go that far to understand that much.
Yeah.
Stomp your feet. It's right under there.
Yeah, yeah.
Still here.
Yeah.
Now notice what he says. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night. Here it goes. I can't hear you.
Seed
time, the Lord says, and harvest time shall not cease. But there's no harvest that can come forth without a seed. See, he said, seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. You see? See, so when the enemy rob you, the enemy have you looking for a harvest, and you haven't sowed no seed. Come on, seed time. Get that, that's a master stroke there. Seed time. There must be seed time in your life. That must, you must be willing to lose something to receive something. Say it again, seed time. Now, there's no such thing as seed time by itself, because it will violate the scripture. Wherever there's a seed sown, harvest got to come. Because the Lord said, seed time and
harvest.
Seed time and
harvest.
Seed time and
harvest.
No seed?
No.
Oh, man, you don't have to go to second grade to figure this out. But I'm telling you, it's perpetual. It's a spiritual law. See, it's a spiritual law. See, things that come out this book come under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's a spiritual law. It's a law that cannot be handled by the system. See, Carol and I broke out by this law. Now the system don't know where we're going. The system can't handle us. So the system just leave us alone. Are you following me? I sent papers to the lady. I'm about to add on to my house again. My dining room not big enough. My dining room don't seat no more. How many people seat? 10, 12? I want a dining room seat about 20 people. So I took the total bricks off. And the carpenter coming Monday, and we're going to start going. I'm making me a bigger dining room on my house. So when they took the paper to the lady at the town hall, she said, what y'all going to put on that house now? My daughter paid my electric bill some months ago, and they asked her what company that was. And my daughter said, it's my daddy's house. It's a $500 check. So I got to say something to y'all, because y'all ain't going to sneak in this well. Y'all better talk good about rich people. All rich people not no crook. We taught that old fogism because people got money. That dirty rascal. You. You better try and say, how you doing, ma'am? How you doing, sir? See, we got to stop all that old fogism they taught us, these old religious spirit, because a person blessed. I remember in the Baptist church, the school teachers would come with, they had nice dresses on, you know. They would make a little more money than everybody else, and they had, I say a little more money. And they were dressed better than everybody else, and they drove nicer cars. Man, they get up. That's sad, man. Sit down. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I want you some scripture. Let's prove this. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to look at one verse to prove this point. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. We're dealing with these evidence of the fact it is written and have been experienced. Every seed sown by the direction of the Spirit will manifest or demonstrate a supernatural breakthrough. Now he that ministers seed to the soul both ministers bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. And as your righteousness increase, seed increase, harvest increase. Galatians chapter 6, come on. Call your mama and tell her you're in trouble now. Galatians chapter 6. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to hit you in a few minutes. Notice I say I'm going to let the Holy Ghost hit you in a few minutes. Me and the Holy Ghost got a deal going on. You yield and I come. I feel his presence now. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to get something in you right now before I turn loose here. And then the wind going to blow it in. See, behind the information, the inspiration going to come. Whew, wind blow. You get anointed. You get the sowing anointing. You're not going to sow with your senses. Your senses going to all go. Going to bring every bill up. Your senses are going to bring, man, the rent due, everything due. Your senses, don't hold on to that, baby. Let's make time harder. Oh, you got to sow your way out. One of the most profound statements I ever made in my life in working with this. I know sowing with a mission, money with a mission was one of the things that God gave me to bring balance to this whole thing, let people see what it was about. But then the Lord says, one time I forgot what state I was in, he says, tell these people you didn't come to get money from them. Yeah. You came to get money to them. Yeah. The body of Christ never heard that. Yeah. They never heard that before. That came straight out of heaven. Yeah. See, and it brings people to ease when you're not a begging preacher. Yeah. So that's why I tell you about my house or car or something. Yeah. Just let you know I already got it. I want you to spot it. Yeah. So you know you'll be at ease that you not making it happen. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just trying to be, because you see, people, a lot of times people have been real tense when you go to talk about money because they think they're trying to, how that man just get up and bring a $500 check up here? Ain't nobody asking for no $500. He just got up. Inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And he know I'm not a money monger, like some people say. Preachers, a man want, they're scared. I'm going to get a remnant of the people set free. You know, they used to sing this old song about going to heaven. I want to be in the number. You better be in this number down here. Yes, Galatians 6 and 7 is a powerful verse. I'm not reading the whole context, but I just want to get you some things, some evidence. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I love that verse because it a man not going to mock God. If a person become a sower, you can laugh at him all you want. But they're going to find it come with the harvest. And then that take us back to our text there in Ecclesiastes 11 and 6. Sow in the morning, sow in the evening. You don't know what one's going to come through. Keep on sowing. I like this verse. I make a statement and bring this verse along with us as we study and sowing breakthrough seed. Look in the book of Micah. M-I-C-A-H. Second chapter. And just hold it there. I'm going to say something to you. Just hold on now. So now I feel a little ushering coming in now. You see, I've been preaching about 40 minutes, but I feel, you know, I sense in the spirit. Glory to God. Somebody can have this up in here. It's yours for the taking. Do you know how much better it would be if you had no money problem? Huh? Yes, do you know how much you can praise and sing and run longer because your house bigger? Do you know how much room you can make with money? Yes. body of Christ got to stop sitting on the porch of somebody else's house. Talking about how big your God is, and you're on the porch of somebody else's house. Talking about, ooh. I was sitting down thinking about this afternoon. My wife and I was watching some program, and these people dress up three times a day to eat. And I asked one man, do you have a job? He said, no, I'm a gentleman. But I was sitting there meditating and thinking about it. They're faking it, and we really doing it. They're actors. Yes. But we in the body of Christ, it's reality to us. Yes. They had a beautiful table. I told you the lady says, she says her daughter, her granddaughter come got her to see the table. And she says, no success like excess. Yes. Now you see the average Christian don't want to hear that. Yes. But God is an excessive God. Yes. God fed the 5,000. And, you know, you say, man, that's a miracle. You say, no, go ahead, go get the fragment. Yeah. 13 baskets left over. Yeah. God took them boys fishing who didn't catch nothing all night long. Yes, he didn't get them enough just to have enough to sell. Yeah. He sunk the ship. Yeah. He's excessive. Yeah. David knew him good in the 23rd Psalm. Yeah. David said he'll run your cup over. Yeah. Constantly. David said he'll prepare a table when he got a shortage and a famine. He'll prepare your table right in front of the shortage and right in front of the famine, and you'll be eating stuff dropping off the table. God is an excessive God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And you have to recognize him like that and stop pinching around with God as if God has some kind of welfare line. God ain't no welfare. What do you think good success is? Excess. If you don't believe God or excessive God, turn with me a moment. I got to argue this out. Turn to Ephesians 3:20. If that's not excess, what is it? Now unto him that is able to do. He's not able to bring excess. Do exceedingly, abundantly, above. After you get through praying and thanking, he go above that. That's the God I'm serving. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. But it goes down to according to the power. You got to know God excessive. Old religious spirit won't tell you, God excessive. You just got to read the Bible. Now, sit down a minute. Say this, my breakthrough come tonight. I mean, it's enough glory here for it. Hey, it's enough anointing here for it. I have said enough from the word of God for it to happen. Now you pregnant with your breakthrough. Don't let no abortion come. Some person talked to you, wasn't even at the meeting. Don't hear no hard luck story. People complaining about how hard time is. Time really not hard. It's hard heads. That's holding back your stuff. God know you love him. You love God. Ain't nothing wrong with loving God and being blessed too. Get off the hobo train. Get your first class ticket. Hobo always trying to catch the ride. He running trying to catch that train. That train take off and get in a box car. Who won't be in a box car? I won't be up there where they're sitting there to serve him something. The church, we've been on the hobo train long enough. It's time for our breakthrough. We've been hitchhiking in the church on fish and chicken and all, just hitchhiking on men day, women day, all in black, all in white. It's time for us to get on the train and give them our ticket. Adia Salar Boshike de Vuskane. Sha ha ha ha. Off the hobo train tonight. I'm coming off the hobo train tonight. My finances is gonna get right because I'm gonna apply God's word and I'm not riding the hobo train no more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My breakthrough come right now.
I made my mind up to
sow. And sow.
And sow
some more.
And sow.
I'm a sow
the rest of my
day. You cannot remain a hobo sowing. Now, I've lived a financial hobo life. I know what it is. And I was a Christian. And I cried. And I got in the spirit. But I lived a hobo life. Now, this is going to upset somebody. People get upset. Get upset. This ain't no funeral home fan here. What inspired her to sow like that? She know what's on the other end. Her husband was off for years, still off. And they're still progressing. Bought that daughter that fancy car. What kind of car that girl got? You knew who that is? The whites, Montreal. What?
Range Rover.
He ain't working. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He sold.
Yeah.
One of the biggest givers in this church.
Yeah.
Never stopped giving. I remember an old boy named Robert Goodrow. I remember that boy had lost a job, but you never could tell that he was out of work. He kept sowing, kept buying stuff, kept giving me money, kept sowing, and he was like, he's like his wife here tonight and his daughter. He was as if he never, you know, He just kept on going. He believed what he was doing.
Yes.
And God held him up.
Yes.
Most of us, if the plant shut down or the hospital shut down where you work, we're going to cry rivers.
Yes.
You can get a boat and ride by your house because you're depending on that job too much. Thank God for a good job.
Yes.
But yet, you have to learn to trust God. Lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah.
Sit down. Let me put a few more minutes. You had my car. The wisdom, yeah, I said, there he is again, Sam Fellow. This is $1,000. This boy going out of his mind. This is $1,000. I just want to show you. This his wife came before. And his daughter the one driving the Range Rover.
Yeah.
And she driving Mercedes.
Yeah.
I can't get mad with these folks.
Yeah.
They're sowing seed. How you get mad with them?
Come on.
Just shut your eye and come on up in church. Just shut your eye.
Yeah.
The wisdom of the breakthrough seed, it releases the hand of the breaker.
Yeah.
The breakthrough seed releases the hand of the breaker.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back. The breaker, and we're going to read the scripture for a minute, to dissolve or annul when the breaker hand is released, to destroy or interrupt. To put an end to overcome, to stop, to discover the system, to open or force open, to contest lack, to make one way out, jailbreak, to disable or destroy, to overcome or wear down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's Micah 2:13. You brought your shouting clothes? I'd go over a little bit. It's Friday night if y'all want me to. I bet the brokest one of y'all won't go home. Won't go to McDonald's. Man, you got to stop this mess. Boy, Mac was depending on me. He'd be broke now. So I ain't eating all that junk no more. Them quick sandwiches come out too fast. I think I ain't even cook. Look at the 13th verse. Your second chapter, you found the book?
Yes,
Micah. The breaker is come up before them. You see that? They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. That's the breaker. He go before you. See, when you sow that breakthrough seed. Now turn to Psalm 126. All financial captivity. All needs that are not met, all desires that have not been fulfilled, all dreams that have not come to pass. Let's see about this. Let's see how to cause this to come to pass. See how to bring your dream to pass. People dream right on through life and never arrive. See. Now, you see, you're all hanging around. You hang around meeting like this. You're going to get out. And you're going to lead a lot of other people out.
Yeah.
Because you'll be able to tell them and show them what God have done for you. How many of y'all want to be a blessing? Well, you got to get blessed before you can really be a blessing. That's what he told Abraham. I like this psalm because it talks about how to get out of captivity. My father used to preach it. My spiritual dad used to preach that and preach this psalm about getting out of captivity. My God, the breakthrough seeds will get you out of captivity.
Yes, sir.
You see? You say, well, why? How I know it's a breakthrough seed? I told you all of them are breakthrough seeds.
Yes.
Just keep on sowing.
Yes,
you keep on sowing, the money will keep on coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See? Once you get over in the promised land, once you get over the tests and begin to see manifestation, nobody never talk you out of it no more.
Right.
I don't care if nothing coming back. I'm a soul.
Yes,
I know because God got to come through.
Yes,
notice Psalm 126, verse 1. I'd say, I wonder, do you want some of that?
Yes.
When the Lord turn again, the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. I tell you, the Lord do some things in your life. You just think you're dreaming. I got to pinch myself. I got to wake. I said, what in the world? God, what? He done it again. He do it over and over again. Then was our mouth filled with laughter.
Yes, sir.
Laugh. Laugh like you're not broke. Laugh like all your needs met. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh like all your desires fulfilled. Laugh like all your dreams have come to pass already. Ha, ha, ha. And they're all paid for. Just laugh. Just laugh at the devil. He thought he had you, but you got free. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh at those who talk about, just go to church, church, that ain't going again. Going to church again. Ha, ha, ha. Just laugh like you're not broke. Laugh like you can go anywhere in the world you want to go tomorrow. Just laugh. Just laugh. Look at your neighbor. Laugh at them. Ask your neighbor, are you broke? Tell him I'll never be broke another day in my life. Are you broke? And laugh, laugh. Laugh, children, laugh. Laugh like y'all. Hallelujah. Pat somebody on the back, tell them laugh with me. Pat somebody on the back, tell them laugh with me. I'm gonna laugh my way out of this thing. Ha, 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 ha. Hey. Laugh. Laugh like you're not broke. Laugh by faith. And their mouth was filled with laughter. That's the scripture said, didn't it? People who are free laugh. People who are free rejoice. Many of y'all here tonight, you're not where you are. You're not where you are. You're better off than where you are. Laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 ho. He. Laugh. Hallelujah. Rejoice because you're glad. Notice what the scripture said. You got your Bible? You can man saying, notice what the scripture said. Notice what the scripture said. Notice what the scripture said. In voice after, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the heathen. Now, boy, you get the heathen talking. The Lord has done great things for them. Ha, 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 ha. The Lord has done great things for us. Well, we are sad. Mad. No, glad. When a person glad, what happened? Ha, 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 ha. Now, notice, I want you to see this. Now, I have to close. I have to pick up the next training session. Boy, I preach myself happy, though. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel like running, boy. Woo! Glory to God. You know why? I believe somebody got it. Who that got it? Who that got it? I believe somebody got it up in here. Glory to God. Look, notice now. Turn again out of captivity. Oh, Lord, as the stream in the south. Now, notice these last two verses. They that sow in tears shall. No, absolute. Absolute. Positively. No doubt about it. Shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, barren precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing their sheave, their harvest, their load with them. If you believe that, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that talking to you? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The wisdom of the breakthrough seed, it released the hand of the breaker and deposit are made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I hope you got blessed tonight. I want to read this letter to you. This letter came out of New Iberia, Louisiana. Dear Dr. Thompson, Leroy Thompson Sr., about 6 or 8 months ago, my friend in Homer loaned me some of your discs. I have listened to these over and over again. I cannot say how your sermon has ministered to my spirit. This came at a time when I really needed to hear from God. Most of all, I can feel your love for your people and love for the word as you bring it forth in spirit and in truth. The Lord has put on my heart to send you this enclosed offering and to become connected with your ministry. In 2010, I was forced into retirement, having been an official court reporter in the 16th judicial district for some 15 years. I had been doing freelance court reporting, but I feel God wanted me to actually open a business in this field and fully dedicate it to him. Would you please pray over my dedication as though I openly dedicated it in your church? My main purpose for this is not only to follow the leading of the Spirit, but to be able to give more in tithes and offering. My friend also gave me a copy of your book, Money Coming, which I greatly cherish. Having been born a Baptist, later going to the full gospel, it's been hard for me to understand God's full blessing in the area of money. She ain't got it at the Baptist. She didn't get it at the full gospel. Why? Neither one of them know. Tell them I told you. Notice what she said. Now, my friend also gave me a copy of your book, Money Coming, which I greatly cherish. I've been born a Baptist, later going full gospel. It's been hard for me to understand God's full blessing in the area of money. Although I have tithed and given to him, and I have to testify to the fact that I've been greatly blessed, but I know in my spirit that being connected with your ministry, something special is about to happen. Said, God richly bless you and your church. And then she said, could you send me the following, any follow-up sermon concerning the covenant of deliverance? Your mouth, what she said this here, your mouth is a weapon to enforce the covenant. I have your sermon. Now, you know, we call the Falcon 900, we call it the weapon of prosperity. When I land in town, I start tying them demons up. He said, there he is. I said, yeah, I am here. We get these people free. Sit down now. Time to give.
You've been watching Ever Increasing Word Television with Dr. Leroy Thompson. We pray that your faith has been strengthened and your heart encouraged by the Word of God. This broadcast can be viewed 24/7 at no charge at leroythompson.com. And now, for your convenience, you can make your contributions online. Join with us next time on this station for another life-changing message with Dr. Leroy Thompson, Sr.